in its structure.
Roger Rover and I are now talking about coffee while we're trying to do something else. Go on, I'm just going to record this in case it becomes interesting, Roger.
Well, you told me about this lady who audio boos under the name Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, and all she does is coffee. All she audio boos about is coffee.
I haven't come across her doing anything else except that, right?
Okay. Right, well, let's get back to Brogan and to the brave listeners who may have listened to the Brogan platform conversation that Paul and I had a couple of weeks ago, in which Chris Brogan says, in essence, says, find a platform and develop it. What platforms are you on, and which ones can you service effectively? And this has made me think very deeply about my Audioboo. My Audioboo account has pretty much died, and apologies to Christian Payne for that, because he gifted me a Plus account, which I have half an hour. And the reason that it died is I thought, well, what am I going to do with my platforms? And I would like, actually, my Audioboo platform to be used for one particular single thing, so that I become known on Audioboo for that one particular thing, much like Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, this lady, is doing.
So you're going to do the opposite to me. I'm a bloody eclecticist, right? I'm known for one thing, which is that you can never predict what I might do an Audioboo about.
Would
that be fair?
Absolutely. But, ironically, yes, I mean, in a way, then your specialisation is to talk about everything. Your specialisation is life, people you meet, thoughts you have, food you eat, contexts, the richness, the diversity of life. I still haven't figured out what it is I'm going to use Audioboo for.
But you have decided that you're going to focus, have you, on one particular topic?
Yes, I would like to be known on Audioboo as the guy who talks about one particular thing, so that if people are interested in a particular thing, then they know they can get useful information, valuable information from me about that.
So, well, what I want from you then is I want a list of the five potential topics that you have in your head as you might major on any one of these five, right? Because I want to know what the five are. I'm offering you that question because that's the question you need, right? And once you've got it on the paper in front of you, the process of getting from I've got five options to the one I'm going to take is infinitely easier, right? It's really difficult if you're in the mindset of saying, I've got to decide and I still haven't decided.
That's a very good first step, and everybody has to make that first step. And I haven't actually done that. I have.
Thanks for the coffee. Just been brought a cup of coffee, which I'll put in the photograph. It's in a cup saying green beans, and that's coffee roasters. This coffee might be from Cork Coffee Roasters, or I might be wrong.
I think there is a coffee roaster, another one that goes under the green bean brand, to be honest. Uh-huh. I think that's the case.
So back to the five, the idea of five. Is five too many, or are you would four be...
No, five is a good start, because five is one of those things. Everybody can come up with 20, but to force yourself to come up with five, it's like when I used to be a journalist, I still am, it's much easier to write a 1,500-word article than it is to write a 500-word article.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yes. I'm sitting here at the moment on top of somebody who I'm mad about, absolutely mad about online. I've never actually met her face-to-face, but I was asked to write a, what do you call this thing, testimonial, right? And she's somebody who I'm honoured to be asked to write a testimonial for, right? So then I said to her, I said in direct message on Twitter, I said, by the way, give me a bit of context. And she came back and said, short, basically. And I said, oh, shit. That means every single word I write will have to be specially chosen, right? So I can't write 500 words about her, which would be comparatively easy as far as I'm concerned, right? I could get into a flow, or I could even decide I'm going to write about three aspects of her and, you know, flow over each one of them. But if I've got, you know, 55 words to write about an individual, right? There's a toughie.
No, it is. And as you say, every single word becomes valuable. Every single word in... You could almost equate it with life. Because as you grow older, every single hour of your life becomes increasingly more valuable. So the fewer of them, the more valuable they are. And that goes for words as well. The fewer words you use, the more valuable they become. They have to mean something. And that can be, particularly if you're a writer, that can be a problem.
Because well, the easiest way to get to the 50 words is to write the 250 words. No question about that. That's a doddle. Okay, back to this this issue. When, I'm going to put you on the spot, Roger. When are you going to write me the list of the five possible topics that you're then going to become, you know, really known for? When are you going to give me that list?
If we get this done, our Chris Brogan conversation done by 11 o'clock, I will give it to you. I will do the five before I leave, and then they're done.
Done deal. Okay, we're going to stop this audio. We've achieved something. We've achieved a commitment, and it's now 10:35.
Yes, and we still haven't...